Thank you for joining Asia's best radio station.
Download latest podcasts of Carry On Harry Show on iTunes.
Now shake hands with celebrities on Singapore talk show, Carry On Harry.
Inviting music composers, producers, artists on board on Carry On Harry talk show for connecting you to worldwide audience. Write to Harry Johal at carryonharry.com or visit www.carryonharry.com for more details.
Hi friends, welcome to yet another show. Your talk show host Harry Johal. Today we are going to invite filmmaker J.D. Glasscock on Carry On Harry talk show to talk and discuss about his filmmaking career. Well, he has made a couple of beautiful short films which have been acclaimed for the way he has picturized them, for the lighting, for the script, and the kind of passion that he has shown into his work. So we thought, why not to invite such a wonderful human being on our show and get to know more about his process of filmmaking, how he visualizes his film, which looks so stunningly beautiful. And one of his film, Burning Cigarettes, has already bagged a couple of awards for short films. So let's get in touch with him in Los Angeles and get to know more about his aspirations as a filmmaker and his vision ahead for making more bigger films.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. JD. This is Harry from Singapore.
Hey, how are you, brother? I don't know what happened there a second ago. I tried to answer and it just went away.
Oh, that's fine, sir. If everything is okay at your end, probably we can have a bit talk about your filmmaking and some of your films which are, you know, fetching great reviews at film festivals.
Sure, yeah. Are you on speaker? Because you're sounding kind of like far away from the phone.
Yes, I am on speaker phone, yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. I didn't quite get all that, though. Yeah, you want to talk about filmmaking?
Yes.
I got that part.
Yeah, okay, sir. Tell us a little bit about your background as a filmmaker, because while I was exploring your website, Storm Crowd Productions, I found that you're immensely talented. You're a songwriter, you're a story writer, you're a film director. So how do you identify yourself and a little bit background about yourself?
Sure. I started off 25 years ago as a slam poet made a couple national teams in such competition. Then I moved over to singer-songwriter, frontman of a blues rock band for about 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then I transitioned from that, which I thought was, once I discovered film and writing film and all that stuff, I realized that the other things I had done were tools that uniquely set me up for filmmaking, that is poetry and lyrical writing. Because in poetry, you learn how to say more with less. You learn how to condense language to be more impactful. And what better dialogue writing is there than to write dialogue that is condensed and impactful? And I found I had a natural eye. People had always told me that my writing was very visual.
Mm.
And so what better medium, an easy transition for me than to move into filmmaking? And I studied directing and lighting for like 8 years before I actually shot my first thing, because I've always had that inclination and thought that if you're going to do something, don't do it until when you do it, it's going to open doors and win stuff. And so I studied that for a long time with a special emphasis on noir lighting, because I just think shadows make everything more beautiful. And then I shot my first thing a couple of years ago, and now I have 5 short films that are shot. And with my directorial debut in August of 2014, and my first festival, I won several awards at that festival. And then now that same short, along with another one of my shorts, is also in an upcoming festival that's a big festival, North Virginia International Film Festival. And so kind of just moving right along. Right now I'm putting out my services of being hired to shoot other people's local shorts and music videos and stuff along those lines. And then in addition, seeking backing for my first feature film.
Well, I do understand. I have, a while ago, I saw 2 of your films, Shadows of the Moon and Burning Cigarettes. And I think what you just now mentioned, that you are quite a visual person. in terms of not only, you know, writing, but also in presentation of your storyline. I saw some beautiful images about the way you are playing with the lights, the way you are, you know, framing up the things. And it really looked more poetic also on one side, and it looks quite artistic, you know, the framing part that you just now spoke about, that being a visual person, you lay a lot of emphasis upon the shadows and the lighting system that you play with. So tell us, sir, a little bit about, you know, while you are selecting the short stories for your films, what are the parameters that normally you, you know, take in consideration before you actually, you know, get inspired to shoot it into a film format?
Okay, I heard most of that, but what was the actual question? What inspired me?
Yeah, what inspired you to, you know, make films or pick up the subjects which inspire you to make up the movie?
That's a multiple part question. As far as my film inspirations or people that inspire me in film, Tarantino, David Lynch, Sergio Leone, as well as Terry Gilliam. All of those filmmakers are what inspires me. Secondly, when I write scripts, I might go in with an outline, but whenever I write, it's pretty stream of consciousness. So I do very little editing once I'm done writing. I've been writing long enough that it kind of just flows out. As far as visual and noir lighting, which is what that is, noir lighting came around in the 30s out of still photography, which uses shadows where you light from one side of the subject, which creates light on one side and shadows on the other, and then you can play around with what you shoot. You can shoot the lighter side, you can shoot the shadow side, you can kind of shoot with a different varying degrees of mix of that, but to me it makes it more impactful, more emotional, more powerful. Now, granted, my short film scripts are a lot different than my feature film scripts. Most of my feature films are action film scripts, like Western, sci-fi, horror, such as these. But action is expensive to shoot, so in my short films I tend to go for more dramatic intensity, to still create that impactful feeling, but staying within the budgets that I have to shoot. And all these shorts I shot for about $500 or $600. Which limits what I can do, but then also teaches you a lot of good lessons on how to still bring something beautiful even when you're limited by budget.
It's good to know that in such a short, you know, budget, you are able to produce, you know, such good quality of, you know, visuals, which are kind of a poetic expression, which are also, you know, visually quite, you know, inviting for an audience to view. For you, sir, how important is the storytelling part, apart from, you know, focusing on the technique?
Well, I think, like I said, I've been writing for 25 years, so I think it's all extremely important. I mean, what I want to be known for as a filmmaker is my storytelling ability, my ability to write impactful, powerful stories that affect people, in addition to memorable dialogue. I try not to write any character. Like, I don't write that stormtrooper that just says, okay, go by. I try to make every one of my characters, regardless of how small the role, memorable and distinct and idiosyncratic. But I think then on top of that, I want to be known for my lighting. I want to eventually someday win awards for my lighting schematic. I think I have a unique writing ability, a unique style of storytelling and writing that is unique unto me. But I also think I have a unique lighting style that is unique unto me. And you combine that, and I think I have something that's still artistic and art, but also that is commercial, that can appeal to a lot of people. And these are the goals that I aspire to and pursue. And in addition, that I've been blessed with those gifts from creation. And I think that when you get a gift of whatever talent or aspect that you were given, with it comes a responsibility to pursue that, because people are given gifts for a reason. So for 25 years, through poverty, through struggle, I have never given up or lost faith in that I would get to this point and further. That after 25 years, I'm almost on the burgeoning of success, but it was 25 years of struggle to get to this point, and I never gave up. I kept pursuing, I kept chasing, I kept stepping. No matter how many times I fell, I stood up and continued on the road.
Correct. So another thing which I found in your film is that there's quite an element of, passion, sex, crisscross of emotions of, men, women. Tell us a little bit about, what kind of psychological, things that you try to portray through your visuals about your film.
Well, I think, like I said, most of my features are actions, even though they still have great character development and all that stuff. But as I said, I couldn't afford to do action. So what other things can create the same kind of impact as action in film? And that always comes down to intense emotional dynamics and with a sprinkle a little bit of sexuality in there and the darker side of humanity. These are the tools I decided with that I could afford to shoot. Keep it to a one location, but they would still be impactful, intense, because really, to all those filmmakers out there, short films are your calling card. You're not going to ever make money on short films, unless you're like Tarantino and they want to buy his back stock of any shorts he shot. But what it is your calling card. It's your vehicle with which to pull financing and backing for a feature. So it needs to, in a short time span, blow people away. It needs to draw them in, blow them away, and make them walk out in that short time span going, holy hell, what did I just watch? Who was that? And churn within them feeling intensity and emotion.
Correct. For the movie Burning Cigarettes, tell us a little bit about, some of the interesting experiences about any part of filmmaking that you had, which will be, sounding something interesting for my listeners to know and explore your film.
It's very funny. I'm very happy for Vicky Dolly, the lead actress of that, in that festival. In that role, won the Without a Box Best Actress in a Feature or Short, which had about, I think, over 500 films in competition in that festival. And because of that, she actually, I believe, has gotten and accepted a couple lead roles in bigger feature films, not gigantic, but I think at least $100,000 or so budgets. And she's doing well, so I'm very happy for her. Now, in that film, which was my directorial debut, I wanted to really come out of the gate showcasing, which is also why I shot it black and white, showcasing my writing ability and really coming out of the gate showcasing what I envisioned lighting was. And we ended up doing that. Now, it's funny, I used a DP on that is very much a film school kid. And he very much argued with me, and I'm self-taught on everything, and he very much argued with me about everything I wanted to do lighting-wise, because he said, oh, it doesn't follow this rule, it doesn't follow that rule, that, rule number 1.638 of film school says you shouldn't do this. And I ignored him, and I said, I don't care about rules, I care about what looks beautiful and what looks good. And so I argued him into doing all that lighting, and then it was so funny, at the very end of the shoot, he cracked me up because he's all, oh, that's the best lighting I've ever done. And which I was laughing because I designed lighting and had to argue with him to do the lighting. But it shows real artists do not follow rules. They follow what works.
Absolutely.
And so for any artists out there, don't listen to haters. Don't listen to people saying this is how you should do something. There is never one way to do something. And if it works, it works, regardless of what any other person's paradigm of rules says.
Correct. Absolutely right. I do agree with you. There are some rules that really need to be broken unless you want to, achieve something unique. And I did really love the way you have, filmed Burning Cigarettes or Shadows of the Moon or Blade and Blood. It's unique in storytelling. It's unique in, framing. And I did really love. So in the long term, Mr. JD, what are your long term plans? What sort of things you are planning to do for the big screen?
Well, I want to start, first of all, I'm about to shoot my sixth short, and I'm already prepping for my seventh short. But my goal with all this, as we already talked about and conversed about, is to get the garner backing for my first feature. Now, I have four feature film scripts written, but the first one I want, and I have about 20-something outlined, but the first one I want to do is a Western called Lonesome Hill, which I would like to be my debut feature. And it's along the lines of kind of like a Cold Mountain meets The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, meets, True Grit. Again, we'll be doing, when we get back into that, we'll do noir-style lighting using torchlight and things along those lines to stay within the technology at the time period. But I think it's an impactful, powerful script, probably more violent and action-oriented than probably almost a Tarantino movie, although it's at the same time great character development, great dynamics. I keep the emotional stuff and depth that you see within my shorts, but then add a bunch of violence and action and visceral physical effects. But that's the goal. And then eventually, I've been sending on a lot of other products like songs to sell to artists, video game designs, graphic novels, kids book. I have all that product that I've been sitting on for a long time. Then when I get my branding up as a filmmaker and reach that top tier level as a filmmaker, then I will release all of that stuff and sell songs to artists, create video games, all that kind of stuff. But that's my goal. My immediate goal is to garner backing for that Western, although that is a large budget. That is probably 7 to 10 million. So what I do have is a couple feature scripts that if people are interested in that are a lot less. They're probably a couple hundred grand to do. One is an extended version, a featured version of my short Blade and Blood, which if you've seen it, it leads immediately to people visualizing it as a feature, because it's a short film that has so much to it story-wise that it could very easily be a feature script. So it's a lot of goals. I think in filmmaking, when you're starting out, you can have goals, you can have feature scripts you want to do, but at the same time, you also have to take it day by day and be open to whatever route or road or door is going to lead you there, because it's never going to be exactly as you envision, and more than likely, it's going to come out of nowhere.
Correct. And have you thought about, getting crowdfunding as something to finance your, feature films, or are you waiting for some independent producer to come forward?
This is why you do short films, and this is why you enter fests. This is also why my publicist is doing what he's doing, interviews, like the lovely one you're giving me. But your main way of garnering backing for a feature is to have a bunch of products, short films, enter festivals, and win awards at festivals. The more you do that, the more attention you're going to bring, because then people see a back rub. They see, okay, this guy keeps winning, not only entering festivals, keeps winning awards, and then when they go and look at your product, and like, say, I have 5 short films, soon to be 6 up there, they look at them and they go, wow, this guy's consistently good. This guy is consistently, with almost no budget, creating like high quality product. And when people see those things, then they want to back it, because this guy's not a one hit wonder. This guy's not, this guy consistently shows that he's going to deliver. And especially when there's no budget. So then they can imagine, this guy did all of this with all these films with a few hundred dollars, like, holy crap, what can this guy do if we give him a real budget?
Well, we just
hope. And in the end, it comes down to them making money off.
Correct. Well, we
go ahead.
Yeah. Sorry. Well, we just hope that, soon your aspirations to become a filmmaker of a big cinema really materialize. And I would like to invite my listeners, please do visit stormcrowproductions.com and get to know more about filmmaker guest JD. And he has got some wonderful films listed over there. And we are today talking about some of his short films that he has produced and his future vision. So, JD, any final message that you would love to give to the listeners of Karen Harry Talk Show?
I would say for all those people out there, just keep dreaming. Dreams are the tools with which humanity betters itself. So don't ever give up on your aspirations and dreams, because it's really the only true way that you're going to find contentment and happiness. Keep pursuing them. Never give up. Never listen to haters. But at the same time, be self-aware and self-honest, and always listening to real friends giving you great criticism. Because you never stop learning, no matter how skilled you are, no matter how great you become at something. You must always understand that you never stop learning until breath leaves. Always continue to grow, continue to pursue, and continue to weave and thread your aspirations and dreams into concrete.
Well, it was a lovely message, JD.
Thank you for being in tune with Best Talk Show. Carry on Harry with entertainment editor Harry Johal on balabalaradio.co.uk. Inviting music composers, producers, artists on board on Carry On Harry Talk Show for connecting you to worldwide audience. Write to Harry Johal at carryonharry.com.